The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, August 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Labor Department says inflation eased to 8.5% in July compared to a year ago, but prices remained unchanged when compared to this June. While prices for gasoline, airfares, and apparel fell in the past month, grocery prices continued to climb. They were up 1.3% month over month and more than 13% from last year. July's overall lower inflation reading sparked a rally on Wall Street, with investors feeling that the Federal Reserve might ease the pace of expected interest rate increases. At midday, the Dow Jones Industrials were up more than 500 points, or about 1.6%. The S&P 500 was up nearly 2%, and the NASDAQ was 2.6% higher. And former President Donald Trump said he declined to answer questions in a deposition before lawyers from the New York Attorney General's office today. Trump said he followed the advice of counsel and asserted his right under the Fifth Amendment in response to questions about whether Trump and his company made false representations to banks, tax authorities, and insurers for financial gain. Trump and his company have denied wrongdoing, and he's called the state attorney general's investigation a witch hunt. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Zscaler extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines trained by 500 trillion daily signals to prevent ransomware and AI attacks that target business. Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI. Learn more at zscaler.com/zerotrustai.